大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam. Have I ever mentioned how much I love talking about paper and paper products?
纸吗？
Paper. Paper. I can't get enough paper.
啊，但我们今天要说的不是一般的 A4 打印纸。
Well, we could cover that too, but no, I'm talking about the paper that we all use every single day.
对啊，什么餐巾纸啊，面巾纸啊，然后厕所用的厕纸啊。
The most important.
最重要的一点就是你最熟悉的 paper 这个词，它不能用来形容什么餐巾纸、面巾纸，对不对？
That is right.
对，如果你到一个饭店跟人家说 Could I have some paper?
Right.
然后服务生可能真的就给你一张 A4 打印纸。
Right, they'd be really confused and then they would go get you that A4 piece.
I guess you can also use that to wipe your mouth, 但可能它那个 absorption 不是很好。
Yeah.
好的，那今天你会学到所有最有用的和纸巾啊，这些纸巾产品相关的英语说法。那节目一开始呢，我们还是先从大家最熟悉的 paper 这个词开始说。
Okay, paper. So we've talked about A4. Of course, there's other sizes.Sizes of paper, right?
对，但是总体而言，当你用到 paper 这个词的时候，大家想起来的就是这种 documents 文字
，something you write on.
啊，对，写上去。你说 something you write on， 其实我有的时候也会在那个
toilet paper，
不是 toilet， 比如快餐店的纸上面写点东西。
Well, yeah. So napkins. We'll get to napkins in a bit. I actually write on napkins a lot myself. I think a lot of people do.
对对对，好，那 paper 除了意思大家要注意啊，还有一个要注意的就是一张纸，然后很多张纸，不能说 a paper 和 many papers.
That's right. We're always talking about pieces of paper or just lots of paper.
对，因为它是一个不可数的。
Right. Now, if we do use paper as a countable noun, what we probably mean is a newspaper. Like, do you have, we might even call it the paper. Do you have the paper? He's reading the paper.
Okay. 好，那我们还是来说说今天想着重介绍的这些生活用纸啊。先从什么餐巾纸、面巾纸说吧。
Okay. All right. So you've probably heard, well, I already said the word napkin before. That's a pretty common one. The question we get a lot is, what's the difference between napkin and tissue?
对，因为其实我第一个学的词是 tissue 而不是 napkin.
Right. Well, in my mind, a napkin is for eating and a tissue is for sneezing.
Crying.
I guess, yeah, I probably sneeze more than I cry.
好，那我们来解释一下区别啊。那 Adam 说 napkin 和 tissue 都是纸巾，对吧？区别是 napkin 是吃饭的时候用的餐巾，比如我们去快餐店，去麦当劳啊，或者我们去星巴克咖啡店，他们的那种纸叫 napkins， 对不对？
Right, they're in that box, metal box, and you just kind of pull one, and there's another one ready.
Napkin, 我们可以说 napkins 吗？
Yep, you can have a napkin or many napkins.
哦，可以直接加 s 啊。好，那么 tissue 呢，就是 Adam 说的打喷嚏 sneezing 的时候，或者我说 crying 哭的时候用来擦眼泪，就比较薄一点，对吗？
Yeah.
或者让我想到的就是特别女生有的时候在包里会携带的一小包一小包的 ，you know those little
bags, packets,
yeah,
I guess,
little packets of tissues. 那在美国呢？Tissue 这种面巾纸，它还有一个其他的名字。
That's right. We call them Kleenexes. It's a Kleenex. Do you have any Kleenex?
那 Kleenex 是一个纸巾的品牌吗？
Yes, yes. So it was a very famous brand. It still is a very famous brand. And like so many things, the brand name...just kind of becomes the new name for the object.
没错，所以有的时候美国人会跟你说，哎，他要一张 Kleenex， 不一定说他一定要舒洁这个品牌，
right.
而就是要一个 tissue， 对吧？
That's right.
哎，讲到前面那个餐巾纸啊 ，napkin， 其实 napkin 它也可以是餐巾，就是 fabric 用 cloth 用布做的是吧
？Yes, that's right. And there is another word too that could be cloth or could be paper. It sounds a lot fancier, but the idea is the same. That word is serviette.
Serviette.
Like serve, I'm serving you food, and then like cigarette, I guess.
Serviette.
Serviette.
它是法语吗?
It is, but like, for example, my grandmother's family was British, so they, you know, they all use these French words.
Oh,
serviette.
我就想起来，有的时候我到饭店去吃饭，他没有给你那个纸质的餐巾纸，他可能有布的。然后如果我需要用纸的，我就会跟他说，oh, excuse me, could I get some paper napkins?
It's funny, yeah, because again, I tend to think of napkins as being paper and serviettes as being
布的
right, cloth, but there's no, that's just the way I grew up. There's no reason for it. They can both refer to paper or cloth.
好，那最后还教大家两个有用的句式啊，就是如果你想要这个餐巾纸、纸巾，可以怎么说？
Could I get some napkins?
然后可以问，比如快餐店里面， Excuse me, where are the napkins?
Where are the napkins?
你这个餐巾纸放在哪儿啊？
You probably won't have any napkins anymore. First they get rid of straws, then they get rid of napkins. Save the world.
就让我想到小时候像幼儿园就带那个手帕handkerchief
handkerchief, yeah.
对，然后
everyone uses a handkerchief.
但那个时候我一直觉得很恶心，就小朋友擤鼻涕， you know.
Well, I'm thinking about like my grandpa's handkerchief and same
吐痰是吧？吐在里面。
Yeah, he's spitting, he's wiping, he's doing everything with it.
Okay, 好 but it's better for the environment.
Maybe.
Okay, 那接下来我们要讲的这一类的纸呢是。厕纸，厕所里用的。
Okay, finally.
讲到厕所里的纸，它好玩的一点是你需要用到 paper 这个词。
Well, this is funny, right? Because for all of the, like, the face, the, you know, pieces of paper that we use to clean different parts of our face, we do not use paper. But for the bathroom, we 100% can say paper, toilet paper.
哦，但这很重要，就你一定要前面加 toilet.
Yeah, it's not just paper.
厕纸，对吧？ toilet paper.
Because again, it would be the same thing. If you were at my home,and you needed to go to the bathroom and then said, like, can I have some paper? I would think that you would want to write something down.
或者报纸。
Yeah, you want the paper.
Okay, 所以我们要说 toilet paper. 你前面不是说 bathroom 吗？因为卫生间还、mm-hmm. 其实卫生间比较文明的叫法是 bathroom.
Bathroom, restroom.
但是我们不能说 bathroom paper, 是吧？
We say bath tissue.Yeah, so we're getting back to tissue again. So toilet paper and toilet tissue, those are both okay. Bathroom paper, not okay.
Okay.
But bath tissue, back to okay again.
Okay. 但我觉得最常用的可能还是 toilet paper.
Over here, for sure.
是吗？或者 toilet roll.
Well, toilet roll, it's a roll of toilet paper, so that's the measure word.
R-O-L-L, 就是一卷,对吧?就是那个卷筒纸啊。好,那厕所的东西还是有点恶心,我们不要讲。
What? No, it's normal, natural.
对对对,那我们接下来 move to...
The kitchen? Yeah, we should have done the kitchen first.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay, well, in the kitchen, there is kind of a bigger, it looks like toilet paper. I remember being a kid and, you know, learning the names of these different things, and, well, that looks like toilet paper. It is not toilet paper.
厨房用纸就是也是一卷的，但是它比较长，比较高。
It's big and it's much thicker.
对，更厚一点啊。这个东西叫做
paper towel.
Paper towel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 对，因为它就有点像毛巾，很厚， yep. 然后比较大，对吧？
It's true. You could also call them kitchen towels. That's fine, too. But paper towel is the most common.
Okay, paper towel.
You're talking about the towel, though. I remember being in a restaurant in China, and there was an old foreign guy. He could speak a little Chinese, and he kept saying to the waitress, you know, 有没有毛巾啊?And she didn't really understand what the guy was asking.
但是中国很多饭店是会给你那个 mini towel,
mini, oh.
小毛巾
okay.
不是吗
Well, maybe this was a Dongbei restaurant, so maybe they'd think that was crazy.
好那总之厨房的用纸叫 paper towel,T-O-W-E-L, 但是不要读成 tower, 而是 towel.
Right.
Paper towel. 好最后我们要看的一类纸呢是湿纸巾。
Oh, okay, so we're talking about wipes, wet wipes.
这个我以前以为叫 wet tissue.
Wet tissue?
I guess, 如果你说 wet tissue, 别人也懂你的意思。
Right.
但是它更普遍的一个叫法是 wipes, or、right. wet wipes.
Right, yeah. Again, if you called it wet tissue, that makes me think of like a used tissue.
Oh, 就哭了很多眼泪在里面、right. 一个 wet tissue.
Again, I was going to say sneeze a lot, but it could be cry as well.
大家可以看出我们两个 who's the crier, who's the sneezer, 是吧 OK, 那这个 wipe 其实它做动词的时候意思就是擦拭、mm-hmm. 对不对、
right.
你可以 wipe the table,
wipe your
face.、
Mm-hmm.
对。那作为名词的时候呢就一般形容的是湿纸巾。
Right, it's our wipe or our wet wipe.
没错。比如我记得我两个孩子还很小的时候小 baby,、
mm-hmm.
就是你要给他们的小屁股、
oh,
都是要用湿纸巾、yeah. you know, clean, right? 所以那又叫 baby wipes.
Baby wipes, yeah. They've got a little bit more...moisture,、mm. some kind of thing.
Aloe vera.
Aloe, yeah.
芦荟芦荟精华。好的那我们今天的节目就到这儿跟大家讲了看似平平无奇的纸巾但我们却学到了很多英语里它最正确的用法。所以下一次要纸巾的时候千万不要说你想要 paper 好那我们今天的节目就到这儿大家有什么问题有什么感想都欢迎在节目的留言里跟我们分享那如果你想学习更实用地道的英语并且在一种非常轻松快乐既能学英语又能了解北美文化的气氛底下学习呢那请尝试一下我们开言的会员课程大家可以下载开言英语的 APP 然后免费进行试用 OK, thank you for listening We'll see you next time
Alright, bye guys Happy wiping